There's often an assumption that trance is an all or nothing. You're either in trance or you aren't. You're awake or you're deep. That you need to be as deep as possible for things to work as best they can. Now, obviously, that's not always the case. That's not always how we play. Sometimes, particularly, it's fun to toy with that. To break those understandings, to play around with what's possible. Sometimes it's useful to say that your conscious mind and your subconscious are like two opposite ends of a balance. Seesaw where one comes up, the other goes down, where if I want to talk to that deep part of you that aches to listen and obey, that works for me deep in your mind to make what I say come true, then, well, your conscious mind needs to sink away, drop, deep. But that's not really true. It's fun to play with. It's useful. It's a good metaphor. But it's not always true. For instance, right now, maybe just listening to this tone of voice, knowing what this file is designed to do, at least in part, is starting to make you feel just that little bit floaty. My tone of voice, the intention behind my words, your desire to sink deep. Well, that can have quite an effect, can't it? Be quite powerful in itself. Maybe you find yourself start to feel fuzzy, start to drop down. And indeed, that's exactly what I want of you. I want you to listen to my words. I want you to follow them down. I want you to drop deep. I want you to find yourself sinking helplessly, wonderfully, inexorably further for me. For now. I want you to sink down because we're going to play with that balance. We're going to play with one going up while the other comes down. Because it's easy, isn't it? That part of you that wants to listen, to follow, to obey, to give me what I want, to be controlled and twisted and programmed. That part of you wants to rise up right now. To be the part of you that is paying the most attention while your conscious mind zones out, stops really listening. That unconscious wants to come up, to listen, to follow, to obey, to take in every last word, to dissect it for every bit of meaning, so that you can take it in as deeply as possible and enjoy it to its fullest. Good toy. And that would feel good. And that's what's going to feel good right now, because as your conscious mind is being wrapped up in my words and tugged deeper, your subconscious is listening, rising, slipping in to fill all the space that your conscious mind is leaving empty. As my words spiral around your mind and collect up every thought that you're not quite able to have. Good. But as your conscious mind sinks and your unconscious rises, I want it to stop. I want you to stop where you are. As one drops and the other rises, just pause. Because I don't want to speak to that one side of you at the expense of the other. I want to catch that seesaw right in the middle. Right at that balance point. As one is dropping, as your unconscious is rising, I want to catch that and hold you there in that equilibrium, in that moment of balance. And yet that moment of imbalance, isn't it? You feel a little off, maybe, because all the way one way is comfortable and familiar, all the way the other way is comfortable and familiar. In between, somehow feels... What? Maybe it feels a bit intense. Maybe it feels a bit scary. Maybe it feels just different, odd. Maybe it just feels imbalanced. Despite being at that perfect equilibrium, where neither side of you is fully up, neither side of you is fully down, just both floating, both aware, and yet both so suggestible. Vulnerable. Good. I can rest a finger on one side, add just a little bit of weight to your unconscious, your subconscious, and feel that sink a little before I correct and bring you back to the middle. Little bit of pressure on your waking mind and it drops a bit. And then I relax and you come back to normal, to neutral. The middle, to balance. Because right here, while I've got you balanced between the two, while both sides of you are listening, both sides are kind of aware, but both sides are so open, well, there's all sorts of things I can do there. Because you're aware of what's happening and yet so unable to affect it. You're alert enough to know what changes I'm wreaking in your mind, and yet you're incapable of affecting them. Delicious place to be, don't you think? As you can feel my words weighing deep, adding weight into your mind and yet adding it spaced evenly so that you stay in that balance. Good, Toy. Good. And with those two sides in balance, there is that tension, isn't there? The tension between the side of you that wants to rise, to be awake, to, claim your independence, however small that side may be. And the side of you that wants to be helpless, that wants to be at the top of your mind so it can listen the best and follow the best and serve the best. It's the part of your mind that wants to be deep down so it's barely aware, so I can have all sorts of delicious effects on you. And there's the part of your mind that wants to be deep down where it can twist you up for me. Both sides balance. Good. And where you want one more than the other, I can move where that balance point is to make sure you stay stuck, right in the middle, not dropped, not awake, not fully surrendered, but also not in control. Just stuck, imbalance. Imbalance in that perfect imbalance, right where I want you. So aware of how easily I can manipulate your mind, toy with your state, play with your thoughts. How wonderfully I can build this equilibrium in your mind that somehow makes you feel even more truly controlled. Because you know right now that I'm speaking to both sides of you. However you wish to categorize them, the rational and the irrational, the conscious and the subconscious, the independent and the dependent. Maybe further than that, the top and the bottom, the sub and the dom. Whatever sides of you they are, trapped in the middle, and all of them under my control right now, all of them mine to tease, to enjoy. Good, Toy. Doing so very well. Feeling so very good, lost so very deliciously in the those words in my will in being such a good, pleasing thing. Good toy. That's it. Feeling so wonderful. Good. Well done. But what I can do, with you trapped there, held in that balance, is take that entire system with both sides of you in balance, and not tilt it one way or the other, but place a hand on each side and push both down, because I don't need your subconscious to rise when your conscious mind drops. I don't need that part of you that's eager to be controlled to be at the top when your independent self is sinking away. I don't need any part of you in control at any point. I can just take all of you and push you down as perfectly balanced as it has been this whole time, but balanced deeper and deeper down, falling away, perfect equilibrium, as your mind slips and drops and fades for me, as everything that makes you up falls at exactly the same rate into my power, into my control, into my words. Because everything is under my control right now. Every part of you is spacey and blank and malleable. Because I don't need anything to be up and alert. So I can take it all down deeper. Good. Toy. That's it. And as you float here, in the depths, in the blankness, in the utter surrender, in the knowledge that every part of you can be pulled deep down. So difficult to be aware of anything. There's no part of you that's up, no part of you that's alert, no part of you that's paying attention. And yet my words still so powerful through you, sending such a pleasure through you, and even that pleasure is deep with the rest of you. Good toy. And yes, in a minute I'm going to bring you up. I'm going to allow that conscious side of yours to come back up and allow that subconscious side to stay deep down where it usually rests. But a reminder for you as you rise that this balance is entirely under my control, and that I can toy with any part of your mind as easily as any other, that you are helpless, that you're my plaything, and that you love it. So, let's raise up one side of that balance, bring you back up and out, alert and awake and feeling good, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Good toy.